This is a much lower level, which also is this deductible from their income tax proceeds. So we feel that we are in good stead. I think there are some issues of importers that we are trying to resolve. So we'll have some more meetings on Monday. And I think it's an issue of explanation more so than the possibility of escalation. We don't think that there's any illegality. But since an honorable member of parliament, Rankin, has said it, we will look at it again. But we are very sure that we are within the law and the actions that we have taken. Because we think when you talk about cascading on 17.5, 3% is much less than that. But more importantly, now the 3% also becomes part of your cost, which means that in computing your taxes, it becomes something that you can deduct from it. This is good for the country. It eliminates potential tax evasion. It's very complex to calculate input and output taxes and then determine what to charge. I think this makes things a lot clearer, more transparent, and everybody will be playing their part of building this country.
The minority caucus addressed the media shortly after the meeting. The ranking member of the finance committee and former deputy finance minister Kasiela Tofosin said the minority will go to court to halt the implementation of the 3% VAT as it is an illegality. He said the new tax rate is not in sync with the spirit of the Value Added Tax Act.
What we are saying is that the GRA practice note that seeks to allow the importers to deduct their input tax is illegal. And so therefore, we are urging the Ghana Revenue Authority and the Ministry of Finance to stop perpetuating the illegality, because it's illegal. It does not have a place in this law. It is not in sync with the spirit of Act 870. It is value-added tax, and you cannot in any way implement a tax that is not in sync with the spirit and the reason why the Value Added Tax Act 2013, Act 870, was enacted by Parliament. So please, we wish to serve notice to GRA to immediately halt this illegality. Failure to do it will mean that we will go to court to compel them to stop this illegality. In fact, what they are only seeking to do is that they are trying to impose a VAT through the back door. The back door way of imposing tax in our local palace is called matricule. Matricule 419. They are tricking Ghanaians that they are going to reduce taxes, but apparently they are imposing taxes because they are preventing the importer to all of a sudden not to deduct input tax from the output tax. It's a new tax. 9 months ago, 10 months ago, they were telling the people of this country that when they are to come to office, they are going to reduce taxes. And this tax, apparently, they christened it nuisance. All of a sudden, they've used the back door, matricule means 419 way, to apparently introduce a new tax system that seeks to increase our tax burden. This is a government that they are promising one thing and doing another thing.
The president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Dr. Berimu Furiamiel, said a 3% VAT is not new and traders are happy that it has been reintroduced. He said the new tax, described as consumptive tax, will not lead to increase in prices of goods on the market.
The issue of this value-added tax flat rate has actually been the system or existence some 10 years or more now. And people are actually creating an impression that it is a new tax that the government has actually brought into the system. No, it is not a new tax. It was actually came around President Kufuor's time. It travels through His Excellency JEML's time and His Excellency John Mahama's time. Until about a year and a half ago, it was removed and replaced with a 17.5%. So absolutely, it was cancelled. But Guta agitated that it should come back because we thought that it was the simplest system that we, the traders, who cannot actually compute the input and outputs as a result of 17.5%, be brought back so that we can pay the 3%, which is the simplest form of actually paying the tax. Guta and the traders in general are happy that this 3% have been brought back. Others were talking about importation, that when they import, at the point of import, they are charged with the 17.5%. We should take note that 17.5%, prior to the implementation or the introduction of the VAT, we had a sales tax, which when you pay at the port of entry, you don't do any computation in terms of the value-added tax or the 17.5%. And so when the import VAT replaced the sales tax, you will not say that still you want to use the 17.5% to offset anything. That is for the point of entry. This system has been in place for the past 10 or more years. Have we realized any cascading effect when it was introduced earlier on? If it's no, then why now? And if you talk about this cascading effect, at every point in time, whether you take even 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, or even 17.5%, there will still be that aspect of cascading effect.
That was the president of GUTA, Dr. Berimo Furiameyao. This news comes to you from